Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen from Sugar Hill Church, and thank you for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Oh, my stars, Christmas week has arrived. It's the 19th, it's Monday, and oh my goodness, could I offer a couple of things that I really want for Christmas? Now, it may sound a bit like a beauty pageant, but hang in there with me. I really would love a little peace on earth and goodwill toward men, wouldn't you? I mean, celebrating Christmas, entering a large grocery store not long ago, I mean, we're talking about pre-Halloween. There were still Halloween treats out, and then all of a sudden, I saw clerks rapidly restocking around Halloween with Christmas cookies, Christmas chocolates, and stocking stuffers. I mean, we weren't out of October yet. Sometimes it feels like the gap between Christmas and the rest of the year gets shorter and shorter, and the eagerness to get a jump on holiday cheer is just purely practical from a retailer's point of view. I get it. Stores typically make more than half of their yearly sales during these few short weeks. Shopping has become a pretty substantial part of the North American Christmas tradition, yet Christmas is and should be so much more than what we buy. Gifts are fun, both to give and receive, but they're only symbolic of a much greater gift. The greatest gift in the most popular scripture verse of all time is that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him wouldn't have to perish but have eternal life. The love of God came down to earth, and now that's something to celebrate. It's easy to become overwhelmed by the busyness of Christmas. I know, oh my stars, six girls and five grandchildren. But you know, it doesn't mean that we have to lose track of the significance of the time of year or miss out on the opportunities that it can present. Here's a couple simple ways that maybe you can incorporate the real meaning of Christmas into your family's holiday. Start with this. A Savior has been born to you. Maybe the thing you want to do is have a birthday party. While it doesn't sound very Christmassy, what an appropriate thing to do sometime this week prior to that day to have a birthday party for Jesus. Cake, celebration, party fairs, the whole thing. But also include what you're going to give to Jesus on his birthday. Secondly, glory to God in the highest. Now, I'm one of those people that loves music, so music's always a big part of Christmas celebrations for me. But you don't have to be a musician to celebrate the birth of the Savior through Christmas carols or to share with others the good news of his love. Man, gather around with friends and family, and I know this is a little cheesy, but I still think going and caroling is a cool thing. Let me give you another one, goodwill toward men. You see, gift-giving is a wonderful way to reflect to each other God's love for us. It seems particularly true when we're giving of our time and our gifts to people in need, but here's just a couple of examples. And I would encourage you, include kids and grandkids. Make sure that you share a child at Sugar Hill Church that is working through our local schools and providing Christmas for them. Make sure that the North Gwinnett Co-op has appropriate food and gifts for children in need. Or better yet, if you know of someone in need, rather than getting that name to a church, just meet the need. Resources sometimes are just your willing heart to be with somebody, to care for somebody, invite somebody into your home. Let's talk about good news of great joy for all people. Christmas is a time of unusual openness to spiritual things. Jesus is on everyone's lips, even if it is such that they don't want him to be a part of their story. Whether they know him or not, Jesus is Christmas. You can't escape that. There's no greater gift you can give those who haven't met the Lord Jesus than to share with them the good news of the real Christmas. Here's a couple of ideas. Invite your loved ones to Christmas Eve services or Christmas Day service. You know, here's a few other thoughts. What if we were to just actually do something gracious and kind for a neighbor or a person we don't know or someone we know in need, and all we really did was just show them that you love them and you care for them? Nothing sounds more Christianly to me than that. Invest in some literature and share it. Invest with people a great Christmas book or a scripture book or a devotion. You know, enjoying all the good things of Christmas that it has to offer this year as you celebrate the reason for the season, remember this one passage from Luke 2:11. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And he is Christ the Lord. Please don't forget that to you part. Jesus came for you. And then right after that, it says, he is Christ the Lord. Christmas came for you. All I want for Christmas is peace on earth, goodwill toward men, because a Savior has been born to you. So glory to God in the highest, goodwill toward all men, good news of great joy. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. Bless you, friend. Don't forget that we'll have Christmas Eve services at 3 and 5 at Sugar Hill Church, and then on Christmas Day, one service at 11 o'clock. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye now.